This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rochester sports leader, 95.7 ESPN.
Back in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester on the radio.com. At Mike Danger, Gene Battaglia. Happy to welcome in Syracuse Athletic Director John Wildhack. John, how have you been?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
John, getting a win last night over Colgate. We've got a football game coming up at Duke on Saturday. What are you telling people about the football team this year? It's hard to win football games, John, as we know.
It is. It's a frustrating season for all of us, and for our fans, for the team, for the coaches, for the staff. And, we didn't expect to be 3-6, and last year we had a breakout year that nobody expected, and this year we've got a year that people didn't expect either. And, what we do is focus on, we still got a quarter of the season to play for, so there's still three games out there. Hopefully we could finish strong, and at the same time is to really work on what we need to do to infuse the program to have success that we all covet in 2020.
Talk to us a little bit about Senior Day and Home for the Holidays, both coming up here with the football team.
Yeah, Senior Day is November 30th against Wake Forest. And, we all know what Thanksgiving is about. It's, it's family football and turkey, right? Mm-hmm. So great way to end your Thanksgiving weekend. So it's Senior Day. We're going to honor our seniors pregame as we do every year. And then postgame, we'll have the senior walk that we instituted last year, and the seniors come out and do a one final walk around the dome and get to interact with the fans and vice versa. And that's a pretty special moment for our seniors because for a lot of them, most of them, it's the last regular season football game they'll ever play in their career. So it's an emotional day.
John, you're just hoping that...
In terms of the Home for the Holidays ticket promotion, it's for any college student, any high school student, it's a $10 ticket. And they'll be in our student section, which are great seats. So we hope people come out. We hope college students who are home for the holidays. We hope high school students who are looking for something to do on a Saturday afternoon come to the game and have some fun.
John, how do you work with your coaches when there is a big decision after that loss to Boston College where Dino Babers lets go of his defensive coordinator? Does he have the autonomy to make that decision on his own? Does he come to you? I mean, I know it's uncomfortable to talk about, but this happened the last game. But how do you manage those situations, John?
Well, Coach, he reached out to me. We met the night of the Boston College game. So, a few hours after the game, it was a really good meeting, very, very substantive, very measured. There wasn't any emotion on either side, either of us. It was a good conversation in terms, all right, if you want to make this move, what are the ramifications of the move? He said he wanted to go home and think about it overnight. He called me the next morning, Sunday morning, and said, I think this is best for the program. And I know Dino thought long and hard about it, and I told him that I support his decision.
Interesting stuff. We want to talk a little men's basketball as well. The season is underway, and it was disappointing to see the way the season started with Virginia. But, the guys get the win against Colgate last night. Talk about the season ahead for Coach Boeheim and the men's basketball team.
Good win last night against Colgate, who almost beat Tennessee in the first round of the tournament last year. So that's, nice win. We've got a really young team. We're trying to figure out how to, how do you integrate five new guys. The only returning starter is Elijah Hughes. So it's going to take some time, but I think we're excited about the potential of this team. And we struggled maybe the first 6 minutes of the game last night. And then, the next 25 to 30 minutes really controlled the game in all facets. And, then when we emptied the bench the last 3-4 minutes, Colgate scored to make it a little bit more respectable. But it was a good performance. We're excited about what this team can do. And the schedule with 20 conference games plus the Big Ten ACC challenge with Iowa coming in, plus a road game at Georgetown. You know, it's a daunting schedule, but hey, that's what we signed up for.
Yeah, Coach was not happy with getting Virginia out of the get-go. Is this, John, is this the new reality there that you got to get in 20 games that they're going to start off with the bang here, so to speak? Or is there something, do you talk to the conference about perhaps changing up the schedule next year?
It's one the ADs will talk about. So for 2019, it was a one-year agreement only, and it was something that, you know, the coaches, they were aware of and were supportive, and, you know, the ADs ratified, but we also said, let's revisit it after 2019. It was more done to call attention to the ACC network and to have conference games to start the season, for the conference to kind of put a flag in the ground, since it's the best basketball conference in the country. With 20 conference games, you're going to have to play conference games before New Year's. There's just no logistical way not to do that, but it doesn't mean that you have to open the season every year with a conference game.
He is Syracuse Athletic Director John Wildhack joining us in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia, talking all things Cuse Athletics, including the women's team. What are the expectations for them this season, John?
I think we're, again, guys, we're off to a good start, 2-0. Similar to the men's team, we've got a lot of new faces that we're trying to integrate into the team. I think Q likes the potential of this team. It's going to take some time as well. We've got a big game on Sunday, November 24th. Number one Oregon comes to the Dome. They beat the U.S. national team a couple weeks ago, so that tells you how good they are. But I think we always have high expectations for both our basketball programs, because when you look at men's basketball, we've been a power for 40 plus years, and our women's program for the past 10 years under Coach Q were a perennial NCAA team, and there's no reason we shouldn't be this year.
John, we've talked in the past about this legislation in California. Now, all of a sudden, the NCAA is going to be okay with it. I guess you're learning this on the fly. So your thoughts on where things are headed when it comes to athletes making money off their own image and likeness?
The NCAA, I think it was 2 weeks ago on Tuesday, issued their statement that they were open to this and supportive of student-athletes being able to profit off the name, image, and likeness. We quickly released a statement that we support it. I support it as well. I think what needs to be done next is the committee that's co-chaired by Val Ackerman, who's commissioner of the Big East, and Gene Smith, who's the AD at Ohio State, is, all right, now, what are the parameters in which you define in which a student-athlete could profit off their name, likeness, and image? So it's kind of guardrails in effect. How do you do it in a way that you minimize the influence of outside agents, third parties in this area? And at the same time, what we really need is it's got to be done and legislated on a national basis. Is left to individual states, inevitably, that will create inequities across the country. I'm sorry, guys.
I was just going to bring up a point. If Zion Williamson, if this was in effect last year, what's to stop him from getting the big shoe contract because he's Zion Williamson? Could this, I would think that the top programs are going to stand the benefit. So, John, is that where this is headed?
We don't know yet. It's a good question. We don't know. And clearly, you landed on the right guy. Last year, Zion would have been, he's the athlete who would have benefited the most from this. Maybe this year it might have been Tua in Lawrence, right, the quarterback at Clemson. But again, I think the parameters have to be defined because, Nike is Duke's partner. So if Zion went to Duke and Adidas went to Zion, well, that puts Duke in conflict with their Nike agreement. So, again, that's where the parameters need to be defined. But within those parameters, I think there's ways that we can do this where kids can profit off their name, image, and likeness. And it's, it can be more than just kind of shoe apparel. All right, if EA brings back the college football game, you have somebody who's a really entrepreneurial student athlete, and they start and create a business in college. And more kids are doing this. Why shouldn't they be able to profit off of that? I think they should.
Well, John, and here in Rochester, we have Division III schools. And I've talked to a few of the ADs here, and Well, they're concerned that, you know, it's, let's say, for example, there's a booster who owns an auto dealership, and all of a sudden this comes down to the Division III level. When you're talking about guidelines and these things, does that include, hey, here are the rules for Division I, Division II, and Division III? Is that something that's going to be discussed, or is that out of your realm? You know, give me your thoughts on that, if you could.
Again, great question, and at this point, it's really the unknown. We just, you know, we don't know whether the parameters are going to be applicable all, across all three divisions, or there'll be separate guidelines for Division I, Division II, Division III. All that's to be determined.
And states getting involved, I mean, this becomes a race, right? I mean, in California, you've already got everything happening over there, but, it, you know, we've heard rumblings about New York as well. The NCAA probably has a goal here to get their own rules and regulations in place before the states can get involved.
So I think the stated goal by the NCAA is to have something in place by January 2021. So that's 14 months from now. The California legislation doesn't go into effect until January 1, 2023. So in a sense, California, I think, has given the NCAA some time to act on this. But you're right, there's over a dozen other states now that have either introduced or talked about legislators have introduced about introducing legislation in their states as well. So that's why I think we need to move quickly on this, thoughtfully on this, but why we need national standards across the board, because without that, again, I think inevitably there'll be inequities that will be created.
John Wildhack is our friend. He's the athletic director from Syracuse University, joining us here in the Sports Bar. Let's talk about the Dome. Every time we have you on, John, we're getting a Dome update. So how are things are coming along? And for maybe fans who didn't make it out to a football game and are planning maybe for that last game against Wake Forest, or perhaps for a basketball game coming up, what can they look forward to here?
Well, Gene and Danger, I'm pleased to report that the construction is on schedule, which is great. You see two big cranes when you come up, if you haven't been up. There's a lot of steel that's being moved that's on the ground, so it's a full construction site with the exception of when we host events in it. And it's a real juggling act, and I give Pete Sal and our facilities team tremendous amount of credit, because it's really hard to balance between being a construction site and still playing games. And if it's so far it's gone really, really well. We're excited about it, and it's great after so much discussion to see the project underway.
Syracuse Athletic Director John Wildhack joining us in the Sports Bar. We haven't spent a lot of time talking about some of the other programs and their achievements, and I've got a question from Twitter that I'd like to ask, John, from one of our listeners in the moment here. But
sure.
You've got a men's cross-country program that's right now they're ACC champions for the sixth time in 7 years. You've got the field hockey team that's playing in the ACC tournament this week. You got a men's soccer team that's playing in the ACC tournament this week. I'm curious, and this comes from Nathan, who's one of our listeners here in the Sports Bar. Has Syracuse ever given thought about adding a men's hockey team to the program?
Well, Nathan, I'm going to answer your question. It's one that I get answered, that I get asked frequently. At this time, you know, we don't have plans to add any sport. Our focus is on the 20 that we field is to resource them to be competitive at an ACC and a national level. If we're going to add sports down the road, men's hockey would certainly be on the very short list.
Yeah, the women's hockey team at Syracuse, so add the men's team. John, planning on coming out, certainly, and looking forward to the game against Wake Forest on November 30th, and a lot of fun basketball. John, thanks for being such a great friend here in the Sports Bar. Appreciate your time today.
Well, Danger and Gene, great to be with you guys. Appreciate what you do for us.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. John Wildhack, Syracuse Athletic Director, joining us in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia.
It does have like a Wild West feeling, does it not, when it comes to these new rules? And I bring up Zion Williamson. Remember the shoe? What's to say that he, after his shoe explodes, he can't cash in right on the spot? Oh, by the way, Rick Pitino should be back in Division I basketball, okay? Because if Rick Pitino, and there was all this stuff going on with shoe deals and everything else, like, how can Rick Pitino be toxic now? Okay, if players are going to be making all this money. It might not be next year, but I guarantee that with this new world here, which, by the way, is great, That Rick Pitino will get a job sometime soon.
In California, it can be dysfunctional at times, but the idea that they kind of put this in motion and put the little fire right underneath the butt of the NCAA to get something moving with this, I shudder to think what it would be like if they hadn't. I mean, you would see, as John was talking about, the inequities between from state to state to state as far as who proposes what and what becomes law in each individual state. So, yeah, you want to get this covered as an organization if you're the NCAA and work with all of the states instead of piecemealing it from state to state. It's kind of like the legalized sports gambling.
I mean, let's call this for what it is, okay? It's about control when there's all this money. And if I were to ask you, give me your definition of a booster. What is a booster? Who is a booster? A booster is somebody who gives money to an athletic program for perks, for better seats. Maybe you get to sit in the president's box. You are showing your love for your school. Well, if it's all about access, what's to say that that guy or that woman who is writing that check to the school, all of a sudden, I can go get myself, I don't know, the Syracuse quarterback to come support my business. Here you go. That's the issue here, and I think the NCAA isn't going to say, hey, we're going to lose control over the boosters. It's going to be boosters gone wild. Well, look, there's nothing wrong with that. We live and work in a free market. What is wrong with that? Well, from the NCAA, they're going to have a problem because they're going to lose control.
Interesting conversation with John Wildhack. Glad he was able to shed some light on that here. A lot has changed since the last time we had him on. I want to say the last time we had him on, there were higher expectations for the football team. This wasn't a thing. And it's good to get that update on the dome as well.
I'm glad he answered the, you know, Brian Ward was the defensive coordinator, got fired. I mean, yeah, he deserved to lose his job. It's painful. But that was a Dino Babers decision. So
good stuff. If you came in late or if you missed it altogether, John Wildhack, Syracuse Athletic Director. We'll get that for you on demand shortly. In the radio.com app, just search out the sports bar. All of our guest appearances are listed for you right there.
Oh, boy. The NFL has put out which... Okay, so now we're not going to tell you which teams are coming. Oh, no. We've got the list of who's coming and who's leading this
workout. All right. Let's take a break here, Gino. We'll come back and we'll talk on that, and that'll lead up into NFL appetizers, the top stories of the day from around the NFL. We've got action tonight to talk about as well. Thursday Night Football, a game that does matter to the Buffalo Bills, and the Sabres taking the ice again for the first time in a long time. Carolina, the opponent tonight.
Better win.
You like this lineup, though, Gino? How are you feeling with this lineup? This feels like a game I'm going to hate watch. I'm not excited about watching this game. Not with this lineup.
Like, November, isn't this our time to get all excited? Or is October the new November for the Buffalo Sabres?
Let's see if we can see some inspired hockey out of the Sabres tonight. That's all coming up. Stay in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
It's Golic and Wingo. The 2020 College Football Playoff National Championship game is in New Orleans.
It's the crown jewel of college football, and we have your shot to see it all.
A four-day, all-expense-paid trip to New Orleans could be yours.
All you have to do is listen
and win.
The Golic Wingo College Football Playoff Sweepstakes is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Van.
Listen now through November 22nd for your chance to win.
Only with Golic and Wingo.
Visit ESPNradio.com for official rules.
The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.